this is my fourth lesson on the subject of the church. The church. What is the church? Well, let's look at what it's not. The church is not a showboat. It's a lifeboat. This old gospel ship is nothing like a carnival cruise line. It's more like a battleship, which demands that all hands be on deck. This church is nothing like a science laboratory in which you tear apart the critters and see what makes them tick. The church is a place where brothers and sisters find love and acceptance. While the world is looking for peace, the Bible tells me that a man shall be for your peace. Job said, acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. It's lesson time now. Scoot up your chair. While the sociologist, the psychologist, and the behaviorist are standing around scratching their heads in amazement, wondering why on earth kids take guns and shoot their classmates at school, while they suggest the reason is easy access to guns, those of us who understand God's timeline knows better. You can believe what you want, but I have always had access to firearms all my life. My father's generation had access to weapons galore, but neither their generation nor mine ever thought about taking a gun to school and shooting the place up because someone did or said something we didn't like. It's easy to assign blame. Satan is having his day, but my friend, the Bible tells me that the day of the Lord is coming. The church understands that the devil and the satanic spirit is having a heyday, and the only institution devoted to stopping his pernicious plan happens to be the church, because it is on the church that God is pouring out his spirit in the last days. That's why we must stand in the gap and use all the power given us by the Lord to stop Satan's carnage. It's time the church of today revert back to the tactics used in the book of Acts. You won't find them marching against the social ills of their day. Nowhere do we read where they even marched against the corrupt government of Rome. They understood the demonic powers behind the evil of their day and attacked in the places where they had power. They used prayer, loving people, even when they were unlovable, accepting people as they were, and depending on the power of the Holy Ghost to make a difference. When our church becomes a church like the early church, you won't find our saints marching in the streets against our government laws. You will find them in the closet, because true disciples of God realize that our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places. The true saint of God understands that this power can be overcome in the closet of prayer. And today, in this climate in which we live, people are looking for a church that knows what its calling is, a church like the New Testament church, one that prayed until the place was shaken, a church that had received the promise of the Father, a church that had received that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel, one that received that which the apostles received on the day of Pentecost. Going forward in the power of the Spirit is the only way the church can continue to conquer the enemy. All hail King Jesus. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.